We are just a very few of the many hundreds and thousands who had wonderful experiences in Baba's love. Over here, you hear a few people tell about it, but in India especially, there are many thousands and thousands of people who cherish a touch of Baba's hand, his sadra, a love glance from his beautiful eyes, a sweet prasad from his gracious hands. So many thousands of people, and we cannot measure how much he gave each one in these little contacts. We don't know. And that's all we saw with the little outer contact. We don't know how far beyond that, the same as with us, before and afterward, that he was working with them and continues to work with them. So that we come to God, in a personal sense, with all kinds of limited concepts on what he is and what we are. And perhaps they're very much distorted. No doubt they are. But people of all faiths, all religious backgrounds, with all kinds of conceptions, he was able to adapt to them, to come to them on their own level, to reveal something of himself to them in a most personal and intimate sense. And not just one at a time. We think, well, while he's looking there, he isn't paying any attention to anyone else, and I'm being left out over there. But that wasn't the case at all. We discovered that Baba has had something going on between everyone all the time. And it continues. There's been no ceasing because he dropped his physical body. It continues with all of you. To what pains has he gone to bring you into incarnation at this time? To bring you to this very spot, this very moment? To what pains will he go to help you to have the courage to leap across the chasm of duality, to struggle with your weaknesses, for us all to struggle with them, to dare to believe that all can be overcome, that a life of purity can be achieved through his love and grace. He has brought home to us the possibilities of these lofty things that can happen and will happen by holding on to him, by daring to let go of the limitations. You see, heretofore, we have not believed that the selfless life would be that gratifying. We have so many desires, so many things that need fulfilling, so many interesting things that we want to do from a point of self-interest, that we think, well, those would be more fulfilling and more satisfying. Truth couldn't be completely fulfilling. Truth couldn't be the most satisfying thing. It takes us a long time to understand that the reality is happiness, true happiness, lasting, sustained happiness, and inner freedom, and constant inner fulfillment. This is what truth brings to one, the true freedom, and this is what Baba has come to give, to bring, to awaken, to encourage us to strive for. Up until this dispensation, much of the truth has been given in parables, and people have wondered what truth really is, what is truth. But now, through these discourses, when we open them up, it seems that there are cascades of beautiful sparkling gems of the truth of reality tumbling out. And it may take us a while to discover the true value of all that beauty and the great secrets of the spiritual life that are there for everyone of any faith and of those for those who come without any affiliation of any sort. There is a road map, a way. It marks the way. And there are so many words that we read over lightly at first. We say, well, that's not for me yet. That's too far off. That's too difficult, you know. But it is for us, for each one of us. And we will be able to follow these things. and to draw closer to him. Now the holding on to his demand is the holding on to his love with our love. We sometimes may have to ask him to help us. We may often have to ask him to help us. We may always have to ask him to help us. At least I do. Because we need a lot of help. Well, this leads to the introduction, if we are not already familiar with it, of his grace. We like to do a lot of things on our own. We must strive wholeheartedly. But at the same time, we must invite and welcome and joyously accept what he gives out of the graciousness of his love, his grace. And this is an immense treasure that he gives, his own treasure that he wants to share with us. We may have to struggle a bit, a lot, a great deal. We may have to make some heroic efforts. A lot of heroic efforts. But after all, we're used to doing things like that on the basketball court, in the swimming pool, and on the mountainside, and wherever we have our activities. We're used to making great efforts. And these have only been to train us to make the efforts to use that courage and daring in the spiritual endeavor. Right? Around Baba, we found sometimes that we were plunged into deep inner working. We didn't perhaps realize it at the time, but he was the one who had precipitated this. I recall our daughter Liv was telling about one day when we were with Baba all day in the home of Ivy Deuce in New York City, and Baba had told Liv to go to the upstairs phone, and that was her post for the day, to answer the phone. And our other daughter Renee was given a post too. And Leitris told us, and later Renee did too, that when they got there, they found they didn't have too much activity there, but they found themselves plunged into a great inner struggling and a great inner working and sorting out, throwing out things, getting free of things, pushing things aside and making headway and working, really struggling inwardly all day long. And it hadn't occurred to them that Baba was in back of the whole thing. But at the end of the day, Baba called everyone in, and he was making signs to different ones. And over toward Leitris, he just looked over toward her and just did this. He did good work all day. And Renee, the same way. He gave her a sign the same way, that acknowledging that she had been doing a good day's work.